Oh, yes. Well, that's a nice one. Having it at Travis's is really nice. Travis's house. And they're close to Dudley's. He's made a little retreat there that's just awesome. Awesome, awesome. Man cave. His man house is more than a cave. Okay, well, it's awesome that we were studying this not last Tuesday night before last. We were doing this, and the headache came on, the throat aching, and didn't come back to church until last Sunday. And I said, well, that's wild. I'm talking about trials and went right into one. Jumped right into it head first. Amen. Y'all were looking good. Y'all know that? Just trying to tell somebody looking good. Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's good, Lord, in prayer. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, Lord. And Father, with you, we can do all things. Without you, it doesn't even matter. I ask you right now, Father, to touch and help us to lean on you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Church said, you know about the God of trials, and of course, there's just a couple. I'll try to make them so you can put notes on if you wanted to. But this is stuff, first three blocks is what we've already been talking about. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering as though something strange was happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed with when his glory is revealed. What's the purpose of trials? It's a process of proving the quality or worth of something or someone. And it's a test of your faith, your patience, or your endurance through the process of suffering. Some people think that endurance is just holding up under pressure, which is one word. But for the Christian, it's not just holding up under pressure. It's how you hold up under pressure. DC, yesterday I went up on his job site. It was like 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. I went up on his job site, and those guys were working hard. I mean, they were working hard and building steel steps. And one of his guys walked up to him, and his wife came to pick him up, and he says, look, I can't be working after 5 o'clock, and you're working me too hard. He said, so that's it. And DC said, okay, come by tomorrow, I'll give you a check. Just like that. And I said, what just happened? He said, he quit. And I said, he said, only worked for a couple of days. He said, but he shouldn't have to work that hard. Okay. When you work with metal, you work hard. You know. And so, after he left, I noticed something. Everything got better. All the guys were joking and carrying on, and I left, and I thought about it, and I said, I'm going to go get them some hamburgers so they can keep on working, so they can get this one set of steps done, because the residents needed that set of steps that night. And so I went and got the hamburgers and come back, and they were joking and kidding and carrying on. I brought them the hamburgers. They were eating them. It was just awesome. And I said, there's a big difference, DC. What's going on? He said, the other guy, all he did all day long was complain. He complained about how bad it was. He complained about having to work hard. He complained that he didn't realize they were going to be doing this. And DC told him before he got up, and that's what they're going to be doing. None of the other guys complained. Matter of fact, the other guys were rejoicing they had a job. You know, and when I brought them the hamburgers, they ate the hamburgers and kept right on working. It was just awesome. And I got a chance to joke around with them a little bit. And again, I told DC, he says, Dad, see how it's changed. The atmosphere has changed. If you're in an atmosphere where somebody's all the time complaining, Oh yeah. At Fountain, I was kind of forced to hire somebody in my department, and they complained about everything. So I kept trying to improve, help them improve their outlook, but they didn't know God. They wouldn't talk about it. And so without knowing God, that right there shot us right in the foot. But she walked out one day, and there was a guy, I never heard this guy complain ever. She walked out the office one day, and one of the engineers hollered, "That water's too wet." You know, because I mean, all she did was complain. And if you're in an atmosphere where there's nothing but complaining, that's you say, "Well, I'm a Christian." Well, that's not proper endurance and patience, because patience and endurance is how you hold up, not just going through it, but you've also got to have the attitude when you're going through it. And I can tell you something else: until you learn to control that, God's going to keep pouring it on, because it's a process that has to be learned. And so now, if it's in every situation you're in, you're hearing this. Every situation you're in, you're feeling this. And guess what? It may be you. Sit back and look. Am I complaining about everything? Am I happy about anything? If you're not happy about anything, you're always complaining, then I promise you, you will have a rough life. It'll be tough. And so. That's right. Well, I've heard a lot of people talk about Steve, and it's always positive. This guy's at PCS. Matter of fact, when I mention any of y'all, they talk about all y'all guys that you were awesome to work with. Okay, so here we go. We're going into tonight's. After this, God meant it for good. A faith that has not been tested cannot be trusted. Who wants to go on a cross-country trip in a car that you're not sure if it'll make it across the road? You know, before you go, Linda's getting ready to go to South Carolina next week for a few days and for her job. And normally they fly, but now since it's in South Carolina, everybody's been driving. So she's going to drive. So she said, "Before I drive, I want to test my car out." And so one of the tests was just coming down here Sunday on 33. After they did that major mess up on that road, everywhere you see the roads worked on, it's like falling in a hole. I mean, her car, it was shaking me every time we hit it. And I said, "Who calls this a repair?" This is not a repair. Unless they're in cahoots with the car dealers, to get the car fixed. But a faith that has not been tested cannot be trusted. I want to know that my car is ready before I take that long trip. I carried my van for the very first time in the mountains when the boys were little. And Bethany, she was 5, and the boys were however old they were. And I went on to the mechanics, had them looking at the brakes, had them check, because I knew the brakes were going to have to be right. We were in the mountains, and I had them check the tires. And I changed the oil, so I went through all the process. So I knew that it could handle up under the pressure of the mountains. Okay, so sometimes when you're a bit going through something, don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing. Think about it as God is allowing you to see. You say, "God, you're trying to see how much I can take." How many's ever said that? Guess what? He's not trying to say how much you can take. He knows how much you can take. Problem is, you don't know how much you can take. And so he lets you see that you can take more than you think. He'll know when to stop. All right. Here we go. Is it possible? Here it goes. Is it possible for you to choke God's grace out in your life? Wow. That's a good question. Is it possible to choke out God's grace in your life? You know, God's grace is greater than any problem, but it's not greater than your attitude.